a word for you from Genesis chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. So the Lord said to Cain, "Why are you angry, and why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you, but you should rule over it." Now just briefly, what does it mean for Cain, but in particular, what does it mean for you and me today? This was written about an incident thousands of years ago, but we also have that same Adamic fallen nature in us. And the cure for Cain, in a sense, is also our cure. Now, this was just before this terrible incident of Cain murdering his brother Abel. And the Lord warned him, sin lies at your door. Conquer it, master it, rule over it. Now, why did he still fail? Why did he not rule over it? Why in the very next verse should it record Cain rose up against Abel his brother and killed him? Well, he didn't ask for help. He didn't seek advice. Instead, perhaps because of his proud nature, being the older brother and that, he felt too haughty to go to his brother Abel and say, "Abel, what is your secret? Help me. I want to get victory." No, instead he tried to manage it himself. And so, sin that was at his door, the very next thing we find it in the house. Of course, he could have asked God. The Lord here speaks to him, and he is warning him, sin lies at your door, and its desire is for you. That was God speaking. Why didn't Cain seize the opportunity and say, "Oh God, help me. How do I find victory? How do I rule over sin, which is at my door, waiting to pounce upon me? Help me, give me advice." The Lord would have given not just advice, but he would have given the victory. But Cain, who was to be the first murderer, did not rule over sin. He didn't ask for advice from God, neither from his brother Abel. Unkulunkulu ubekhona wayekhuluma naye. Kodwa uKain akazange acela usizo ku-Abel noma kuNkulunkulu uqobo lwakhe.